Hi guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. As always, it is so great to have you here for another moment of connection with me. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to invest in yourself and spend some time together and discuss everything that we need to go over. I wasn't intending on starting off this episode in this particular way, but I wanted to update you guys on my current situation right now. I am laying with my ankle elevated as I'm sitting here recording in my room because I sprained my ankle yesterday and I was at my work summer party, as I mentioned in my last episode, that I was so excited to play with all of the activities that they had set up for us. And I was in that inflatable bubble ball and I was racing on the track, and I'm not sure if my shoe was not tight enough or there was unstable ground, and maybe with the motion of me running super fast inside of this ball, I ended up tripping and I heard a very loud pop or crack in my ankle. And I don't think I've ever really injured my ankle in any way. I've definitely bruised one of them badly by jumping on a trampoline years ago. And I've definitely, you know, as a dancer, going across the floor and landing hard on your ankles, definitely have twisted and rolled them, but nothing to the extent that I've hurt anything. So it's pretty swollen right now, and I'm a little bit frustrated. I'm not going to lie about that. I went to urgent care this morning, and I ended up going half an hour before they opened, which was good because they stopped taking in patients basically 20 minutes into them being opened. But I didn't end up getting home until 2 p.m. and I was there since 8:30. And luckily they did have a radiologist there, so I did an x-ray after I got called in after like 4 hours. But as of right now, as I'm recording this, I don't exactly know the results of that. We do think it's just a sprain. The doctor was looking at the x-rays, and from what she could see, she didn't think it was a fracture. I'm hoping there is no hairline fracture, but I'm actually going to my GP tomorrow because I had booked an appointment that I can't cancel. And so I guess we'll just talk about that and see if she can request the results. Anyway, I guess this is kind of fitting for this conversation today because I wanted to discuss the topic of change. And my week right now is completely changed than what I had planned because of this injury. I was supposed to go to the island Monday to Wednesday, and I was really excited because the weather is supposed to be beautiful for the first few days of this week, and it's my last week on vacation, and so I was going to go swimming at the lake with my family and go fishing on the boat in the ocean because I've never been, but I can't really articulate my foot right now and point it, and so I shouldn't be too crazy in the physical activity, so I'm pretty bummed out. But I guess I will take the next few days to rest and reflect on this time as to why things had to change in the way that they are. And while I'm frustrated right now after a really long day of waiting and waiting for to see a practitioner, I am glad that, you know, it's only a sprain and that it'll heal, and I feel like I'm already bouncing back quite quickly, which is good. But despite me being frustrated, I am really excited to sit down and talk about this topic with you guys today, because talking through things with you guys always makes me feel a lot better. And I feel like we can relate to each other so much of the time. And it's nice to talk to you guys about times that I'm feeling frustrated, because I'm not always going to be 100% happy and giddy all of the time. But I do want to recognize that, you know, I am very blessed to be in the position that I am right now, and that I'm healthy and I can always go to the island another weekend. There will be other days that I'm off work and other moments of beautiful weather. So I acknowledge all of that, but it is nice to be candid with you guys and air out my frustrations and kind of vent. And I'm sure by the end of this, I'll feel so much better. But I also wanted to update you guys on my concert, because last episode, I had mentioned that I was going to be at Tate McRae, and Tate McRae was truly insane. She is definitely the pop star of our generation. I was screaming and singing my heart out to all of her songs, and it was funny because I recorded a lot of her songs on my phone, and during like the recordings, I was singing the entire time. And I wasn't really caring about how it sounded, even though it definitely sounds terrible. And, you know, I was really just embracing the space that I was in and just having such a fantastic time. The amount of effort that it takes for her as an artist to perform like that, and then also all of the dancers and the musicians were insane. It was so cool. But I ended up posting a couple videos on my Instagram, and it was funny because one of the videos that I reposted was a video of me like losing my mind to her song Just Keep Watching, and I was waiting all night for that to come on, and I actually wasn't sure if it was going to come on. And I had posted this on my private story because as soon as as soon as she said Just Keep Watching, I just like freaked out. And when I posted this on my story, I captioned it something like, I don't normally scream like this in public, but I was over the moon that she was singing the song next. And one of my friends, Jeff, replied to my story, and he said something that I just thought was so beautiful. And he said, "We love loving out loud what we love." And that quote really resonated with my heart. I had never heard something like that before, but I think he's so accurate when he's saying that. And I think we spend so much time worried about what other people in this world think of us. And I think subconsciously I was probably thinking that when I posted that video of me screaming because it was on my private story and not my main. But having him remind me that we should be living in this world where we outwardly love what we love, because it doesn't matter if what you love doesn't resonate with other people. And it doesn't matter if some people may not enjoy her songs. You know, some people may not like Tay McRae, but I do. The fact that I enjoy her songs, and I felt that way in that space, and I was very open about it. And that's the space to be loud and scream and have so much fun. Like, that is what we were there to do, and sing our hearts out to these songs. And so it was a good reminder that we shouldn't worry about what others may think about us, about the things that we find passionate and wonderful in this world, because you're loving what you love out loud without apology. And that just makes your world so much beautiful and that much brighter. And so I hope that that beautiful message resonates with you as well. And if it doesn't, that's so okay. You can absolutely leave it as is right now. I just really wanted to share that with you guys because I want to live each and every day with that reminder in my head of we love what we love. We love loving out loud what we love. And we should never be worried to love something so much, something we're so passionate about. But as another reminder, as we discuss change today, I hope that you take whatever resonates with you and that you leave whatever you need out of it. Just take the parts that reflect with you within your heart, within your soul. And you guys know I'm not an expert in any way to, you know, be 100%. And I know exactly what I'm talking about in these topics. I just like to share with you with what resonates with me, with research that I find online that I think may help you. And if it doesn't help you, I hope that the next episode does. But I want to remind you that this time is for you, and it's just you and me hanging out, and I cannot wait to get into it with you. So, as I mentioned before, today's episode is all about change, and not only is it fitting today because of, you know, my change this week that I have to endure, but I also thought it was fitting to discuss it because we are almost halfway through August, and I've personally always felt like September is the beginning of a new stage and a new cycle. And usually whenever I say next year, I always think of September because it's always been a starting point for me with a new season of school and even dance. Dance always starts up in September. And, you know, my moves happen at the beginning of September. Literally every single time I've moved, being out in Vancouver, it's happened in September. So it's always been a new cycle or year for me. And whether you are preparing yourself for school, whether you're starting a new job or you're moving as well, September is the start of our beautiful fall season where we get to embrace our sweater weather and all of the new things that get to come into our lives. With that, though, comes change. And when I think about change, I definitely have resistance to it at times, and I'm going to guess that you do too. because we're human. And in fact, whenever I discuss change with my loved ones, there's always some fear that comes up that they express to me. There's always some moments of uncertainty and moments of uncomfortability. I think that's a word. But I want you to think about something coming up in your life currently that will create change. And I just want you to sit with that feeling for a moment. And I don't want you to judge the feelings that come up. I want you to be present with whatever emotion comes up with the thought of change. And I wanted to ask you a few questions about that. So do you feel excitement? Do you feel any fear? Do you feel stress when you think about change? Is there any resistance? Are you resisting changing something in your life that you know needs a shift, but you're scared of the unknown? Are you embarking on a new journey of a career change, as I mentioned before, going back to school or perhaps moving somewhere new? I promise with whatever you're feeling, you're not alone. And we're definitely going to talk about all of the reasons why change is difficult. And I'll remind you of some practical ways to embrace the only constant that we have in our lives in hopes of easing our time in this beautiful world. So I really don't want you to go anywhere, guys. I really can't wait to connect with you on this. And remember, I am always here with you throughout all of this. I wanted to acknowledge that we have all embarked on a change at some point or another in our lives. And whether we wanted it to occur or not, change has touched your life either by choice or by circumstance. And sometimes you've probably loved the change that occurred, and sometimes you've probably hated the change. And the word change, according to the Webster's Dictionary, means to make something different in some way, to undergo a modification, to alter, to transform, to make radically different, to replace with another. And I feel like we all love the idea of doing something different in our life, especially if we're experiencing moments of difficulty, and the thought of when you're in those moments of uncertainty, you're just like, I want something different. I need a change. And we like that idea. And that definitely comes up. But putting change into practice, I think we deeply resist it because the uncertainty is scary. And we love familiarity and comfort as humans. And so while I do believe, and while I know that you know that change is necessary, by definition, making something different in some way is challenging. And that's ultimately why I wanted to bring up that quote with you guys, because I'm sure we understand the concept of change in its sense, but it's still interesting to learn, like, while this is necessary, it's sometimes really difficult. But here's a quote I want you to remember throughout this entire episode together. It says, life is not meant to be stagnant. Rather, it is meant to flow in a direction that has the potential to bring joy and enrichment. I thought that that was a beautiful sentiment because it is a good reminder that even while we're in a moment of change, the fact that we can be in this constant state of flow and choose to continuously bring more joy and enriching experiences into our lives is, I think, where we probably want to confidently sit and be in, and just know that this change, whether it was by choice or not, I think knowing that we can choose how we respond to it is ultimately the most powerful thing that we can do. Because, you know, I've already said this, but I'm going to remind you, change is the only constant that we have in life. But it's scary. And change is scary because we don't know what a new opportunity and change will bring into our life. Will it actually be joyous and fulfilling? We don't really know. And yes, I think we can change our perspective on so many situations that we're in, but we don't actually know if we will feel joyous and fulfilling. And even though we want to control everything in our lives, we know we can't. And choosing that new career path or ending a relationship with the person you feel isn't treating you the way that you deserve, we don't know how that one decision will change the course of our life, because it surely will change us in a different direction, but we just don't know where we're going to end up. But I don't think we're meant to know. And That's a big statement coming from somebody who is a pretty anxious person. So for me, the idea of knowing what a new path would bring me probably brings me a lot of ease and would probably facilitate some calming energy. I also don't think that there's a ton of fun in life if we knew the course that our lives would take. And I feel like sometimes it would be nice to know, look in that crystal ball of exactly how this is going to turn out. I don't know that I would actually choose a yes, I'd love to know how this turns out because I really don't think we're meant to know. And so, even though I've just pointed out the obvious as to yes, change is scary, we get it, Megan, because we don't know this outcome, I kind of wanted to dive into some other reasons why you could be resisting change. And so, we're going to discuss that now and kind of talk about each of them. And then how we can kind of embrace it. But, I've kind of already said this one, but fear of the unknown is just that uncertainty is a very unsettling thing to sit in. But another one that's huge is starting over can be intimidating. And whether we've chosen it or not, sometimes change can bring you in an area in your life where you have to start over somewhere new. Whether it's a new area to live in, you're brand new to a community, whether you're new to a job, a new relationship, all of those new experiences can initially be scary because sometimes we don't know actually where to start, or in fact, even how to start in these new scenarios. Especially with the world that we live in now, that there are so many possibilities. And I think with the endless amount of possibilities and kind of ways you can navigate a situation, it kind of creates a choice overload in some ways. And can be kind of overstimulating. And so I think having many avenues to go down in a new start is super intimidating. And I think it can make you feel small and probably lonely at times. So with those feelings, if you do resonate with that and you can reflect back to a time or even now where you're undergoing some change and you just feel really intimidated and you just don't know how to start or where to go, please be gentle with yourself. It's so normal to feel out of place at the start of a new change, but we know that that feeling doesn't last forever. Another reason why change is difficult and why we're resistant to it is you may not feel like there's room for you in a specific area that you want to be in or that you're currently going to be in. And this is a reoccurring thought in my mind a lot of the time, and it was honestly, really reoccurring right before I started this podcast because I'd been thinking about starting a podcast for a while and I actually ended up buying my mic and everything like that in January, but I didn't actually release any episodes until April. And for me, I think part of that reason was because I was resisting what this change would bring into my life because, I was scared of failure and I was nervous that there kind of wasn't going to be enough room for me at the table as well. This industry already is so heavily saturated with so many different incredible people sharing similar messages as me. And so I was kind of convinced for a bit that there wasn't enough room for me to join as well. And I ended up having a conversation about this topic with my best friend Laura before releasing the pod. I was getting some pointers from her because she's in the marketing realm and everything like that. And she reminded me that, because I'm me, I'm bringing in my own unique vision and energy into the industry. So there, of course, is room for me because I exist. And, just because thousands of people, thousands and thousands of other people are discussing probably the same topics as me as we speak right now, it doesn't mean that I shouldn't pursue this, or I shouldn't talk about it too, because if I want to talk about it, why not? So I really hope that that is a really good reminder for you to know that there is always room for you. And you are unfortunately really the only one stopping you from trying because you're scared that, there may not be room for me at the table, but there absolutely is room for you. And I really want you to try. Change of routine is overwhelming. That is so true. I think we resist change because part of change means that you kind of have to switch up your current foolproof routine. You know, your routine, what you do on a daily basis, it creates that sense of familiarity and security within you, which brings you comfort. And we humans, we love to stay comfortable. I want to remind you that being comfortable is absolutely not a bad thing at all. And if you're feeling too overwhelmed to change up your routine right now, that's also okay. You know, as long as you're okay with staying where you are, then you can stay where you are. But if you want to continue on the path that you're on, if you feel like the sensation of being overwhelmed will be too much at the beginning to overcome, then staying currently where you are is okay. But if you're kind of questioning me right now as I mention that, it might be because you know you need change. And even though this change of routine is going to be scary at first, you're going to get into the groove of your new routine a lot quicker than you think. And remember back to all of those other times that, you know, you had to change something and you were forced to switch up your routine, and you probably thought then at the beginning, like, I might not be able to bounce back. I mean, you did. And so I don't think that this time is any different. So again, if you're feeling comfortable in where you are right now, amazing. And that's so okay. But if you feel an itch, if you feel an urge, if you know that something has to shift, but you're kind of stopping yourself because you feel like this new routine will be overwhelming, I want you to take a deep breath and I want you to remember that this too shall pass, and you will be up on the other side of it, and you'll be embracing this new routine like no tomorrow, and it's going to be so easy for you. I just want you to remember that anything initial is freaky, you know, but you will bounce back, I promise you. Another reason why change is difficult is the lack of confidence within yourself that you can get through it and you'll figure it out. And I think a lot of this has to do with imposter syndrome. But if you don't know the term, imposter syndrome is the feeling like you're basically a fraud, that you feel unqualified, or you feel like at any given moment someone may feel or maybe find out that your success is somehow unearned. And I personally see this in a lot of women, and I see it in a lot of my friends. I also see it in myself. There are so many inspiring humans in my life that have felt unqualified and unworthy because of whatever societal conditions may have been placed on us in a specific way, that if we don't live up to it, or worse, if we do succeed in what we are trying to achieve, it must be wrong that we've succeeded, which is kind of crazy that we think that way. You know what I mean? But this lack of confidence to a new change in your life can take a toll on your self-esteem and resisting you to this change even more, and then making you feel like, holy crap, I shouldn't be in this space. I have no idea what I'm doing, you know? And one of my old classmates from high school, her name is Daniela. She actually is the CEO of this food catering company. And it's so inspiring to see her journey right now and how she is killing it. And I'm just so proud of her. But she recently posted on Instagram that she had a photo shoot. And it was so cute. The caption was something like imposter syndrome, like going away, you know, after taking these photos, because she is like a boss. She's so cool. She looked great in them. I can't remember if that was exactly word for word what the post said. It probably wasn't. But like, even her, she's qualified to do what she's doing because she's currently doing it. And I'm sure she feels moments of uncertainty of like, holy crap, am I cut out for this? Like, do I really know what I'm talking about? But like, yeah, she does. She started her company. She is the CEO. She is performing. She's getting her name out there. She is catering for all of these events. It's just so cool. It's so cool to see. But, you know, again, it's such a good reminder that like this feeling is normal. And maybe she was resisting change to finally start that career at the beginning too. Like, it's so scary. But I want to remind you all that you're where you are, whether you're the CEO of a company, whether you're starting a company, whether you are in a corporate job, working your way up the ladder, whether you are a teacher, whatever career choice that you're in, whatever you're doing with your life, you're meant to be there. And you are where you are because you're qualified enough and you deserve the successes that you are achieving. You deserve all of the dreams that you're chasing, so I really don't want you to stop chasing them. You're getting in your own way. And there's that self-sabotage. That is another reason why change is so scary, because you're your biggest obstacle. And my first episode of Soulful Living with Megs actually discussed a lot of reasons why we get in our own way. So I would definitely check that out whenever you have time, if you haven't yet, because it definitely gets into it more. But for this episode, I read about the neuroscience of what happens in our brain when we stop ourselves, when we know we need to start something new or embrace a new change. And what I found was, when you move towards something uncertain, so whether a big goal, a new relationship, a change in your routine, like we talked about, your amygdala, which is the part of the brain that scans for danger, can actually interpret it as a threat. Not because it necessarily is a threat, but because it's unknown. And that's often enough to trigger a stress response, which is super interesting to know that. But in that state, your prefrontal cortex, which is the region that handles your long-term thinking, planning, and your self-control, kind of goes a bit offline. And so you're not necessarily thinking about future outcomes. You're focused on that immediate safety and relief, which makes so much sense, because if that amygdala is kicking in of like, oh my gosh, that stress response is triggered, you're definitely not thinking long term. You're thinking about what will immediately solve this problem and bring me comfort and relief. And then the dopamine system also kicks in. So when under stress, it becomes biased toward short term rewards. So you reach for a distraction, any comfort, you procrastinate because your brain is trying to soothe you. So you're essentially stopping yourself because your brain believes that there is a threat, and that this threat subconsciously could be fears of failure, for example, which I think is a huge thing that stops us. And so as humans in our brains, we kind of think staying stagnant is better than exploring the unknown. In case it doesn't work out, which is so interesting that our brain works like that. Like, we are so powerful. Our brain is insane the way that it works. But I think in those moments, we kind of have to understand that when we are in that stress response, whether it's fight or flight, and you're searching for that quick dopamine, that quick distraction, that quick vice that helps you to bring comfort and stability, we have to remind our brains that we are not in danger, and that if we fail, it's not going to be the end of the world, but we need to try. And so it's kind of like rewiring our brain in a way to have that self-control to stop and be like, yes, I acknowledge this is scary, but that is not a reason for me to not try. That is not a reason to not embrace change, because change will happen whether we like it or not. And yes, I just talked about, like, it's okay being in that comfort. If you feel like you want to be where you are, great. But like, at some point, being resistant to a certain change will create another change almost, whether you wanted it to happen or not. Something will shift, because life is meant to be in a constant state of flow. We seek comfort and familiarity, as we basically talked about this whole episode. But similar to what we just discussed in our previous reason as to why change is scary, when our brain perceives something as a threat, we automatically resort back to our behavior or actions that we are ultimately used to. And this is definitely a normal, universal experience for everyone. You are not alone in that. But staying in familiarity out of fear is ultimately shrinking you slowly, and avoiding change you know would benefit you for your future or your well-being continues to reinforce itself and limit your world and your mind that could be so expansive. And so while I deeply understand that we do love comfort, your moment of feeling discomfort will dissipate, and you'll eventually overcome the uncertainty that you may have now. So I really don't want you to shrink your world, because you are meant to expand beyond measure, and I don't want you to be afraid of that. Stepping out of your comfort zone and embracing this only constant that we have in life creates resilience, and it creates self-trust. the parts within you that are protecting you from all of the fears that naturally occur when change may come, I think we'll start to realize that you have so much power and control over your life, and that so many new possibilities and opportunities are around your corner if you just trust in yourself that you'll be okay, because you will be. Keep going. Start small if you have to. You don't have to take a huge leap into the unknown, but take baby strides if you need to, and embrace the change. Embrace the mistakes that you're going to make along the way, because there will be mistakes, and those mistakes are all stepping stones and learning blocks into your story of life. And you have so much power. You've really made it this far in every decision you made and every moment that change occurred. So I want you to keep going with that. And you have so much more to learn in this world. And I think that that's a really cool thing to think about, that we get to embrace change. We get to overcome our fears by being in uncomfortable situations. And that creates more resilience. That creates more strength. That creates more drive to keep going and know, like, yeah, I made it through. So the next thing that comes my way, I can make it through. I wanted to recommend a book that I read a couple months ago called The Only Constant. This was such an incredible book, and it was all about embracing change. And I thought it was a beautiful reminder of, like, all of the worthiness that you contain within you. And it's just a guide that through changes we must make and endure in life. Her book offers, like, kind of step-by-step practices on how we can kind of navigate through change. And it's just a very warm reminder of how we can embrace change and how you're going to be okay. So I highly recommend that you check that out if you'd like to, if you just want more information on the topic. There are so many resources online, and everything that I've talked about today or that I found online, I will definitely link in the show notes below if you'd like to kind of check them out more. There were some articles I read, and then, you know, there's definitely more info about the brain that I didn't get into that, you know, I got from online. But basically, I'm just here to remind you that while we have all of those fears and as to why we resist change, you're going to get through it. You have all of this power within you, and knowing that you've gotten as far as you have with the tools that you've had should be that driving force within you to keep going, because you've made it thus far, and I think that that's pretty spectacular. So you're going to make it even further. Again, I deeply know that change can be scary and it's uncomfortable, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try. The universe has so many plans for you. And if you just remember that you are exactly where you're meant to be on this path, that if you keep going, you keep trying, you will make it where you're meant to be. I just want you to not get in your own way and to not allow the imposter syndrome, the fear of the unknown, whatever other fear is blocking you. I just want you to take small steps, be gentle with yourself, and know that you'll make it. You always will. I promise you will. But guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I'm so sorry if I didn't feel, you know, 100% great. It's just been such a long day, as you know, and I'm gonna use this week that I have off to really reflect on. Maybe I was meant to injure myself so that I could actually take a rest and slow down and to reflect on all of the other beautiful parts in my life. Because something else that totally random that I also realized even yesterday while I was hopping around on one foot because I didn't want to bear too much weight on my ankle. Like, I'm so grateful for my limbs. I'm so grateful that I can walk and that I can run and I can jump and I can sprint. And I know that there are so many people in the world that don't have the blessings like I have. And so I don't want to take my legs for granted and my feet. And I just, like, yeah, it makes me really thankful that, you know, I'm going to bounce back and my ankle's going to heal. But it makes me really reflective on, like, some people can't walk. You know, some people can't run, and it just kind of puts things into perspective for me. So even though I'm frustrated and tired from the day, like, it could be worse, and I understand that. But I really appreciate you guys sitting with me, tuning into this episode, and being able to invest in yourself and know that you're meant for more and that you want to make small steps to move forward into your dream life, because I know that you're going to get there. I hope that your week is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. And as always, I'm sending all of that energy to you. I hope that you feel it. I can't wait to connect with you next Monday on our next episode. Sending you lots of love, and we will talk very soon. Bye, guys.